those who believed on his name. He gave them the right to become children of God, children born not of natural human wisdom or of husband's will or of earthly things, but born of God. Something happens when you receive him. You can receive him right here in your seat. You've got to recognize the move of God or it'll pass you by. Did you hear what I said? You got to they couldn't recognize Jesus, and the move of God passed them by. Others through pride and arrogance, and because if you're going to receive something, you can't receive something that you think you've already got. Come on. A lot of people think, I've already got that, yet they don't. You just got to hear the tone in their voice, and you know they don't have it. But pride stops them. If you've got to become a have-not before you become a have. And some people, it's too hard for them to be able to say, I'm a have-not, because that's humbling. But that's the way in. Come on, that's where it all begins, where you might say, well, gee, I've been in church all my life, but I never had that before. Well, you're right ready now. You're ready to go. Come on. You've got to be in a place where you're willing to take hold of something that maybe you've never had before. But you can't be, oh, I've got all that, because, well, then all that's going to pass you by. I don't want anybody to be in this meeting have Jesus pass them by today. Come on, we don't want that. We want to be a have. We want to be someone who receives. We want to recognize a move of God here in our midst today. And some of you are going to feel the power of God beginning to come upon you, upon your body. A literal feeling. Not imagining, no, a literal manifestation. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7 says, the manifestation, everybody say manifestation. You know, the manifestation is the thing that the church has got that no one else has. Amen. Plenty of other places where you can get free hampers. Plenty of other places where you listen to nice music and hear good singing. Plenty of other places where they got comfortable seats and give you a free meal. Amen. And good coffee. But I tell you, there's only one place on the planet where you'll get a manifestation. And you know, it's that manifestation. It's the tangible evidence. It's the undeniable encounter that comes upon. God says, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. It'll come upon your flesh. You will feel a move of God coming upon you here today if you're able to recognize it. To each one is given. And this is our domain, church. This is what we're good at. This is what we're called to do. Amen. We're called to release the power of God into the earth. We're called to make disciples of all nations. We're called to preach the gospel. And Paul said, he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power. There it is. The power of God unto salvation. What's the gospel? You just go to look in Mark 16, verse 15. I think you'll find it thereabouts. It says, to those who believe in his name, these signs will follow. Come on. They'll cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll pick up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. And they'll lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's a manifestation. They shall recover. That's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit right there. And many, many, many of you are going to experience this in your bodies right here in this meeting today. Because my Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all you got to do is have faith. And what is faith? Faith is believing what the Word of God says and then acting on that belief. Faith, whether I made this lady who had the walker, I could have gone over there and prayed for her, but no, I made her come out here. And you might say, well, why'd you do that? Because faith needs actions. Faith needs actions. And self-pity will stop the power of God. Did you know that? Someone sitting in their seat in pain, you know, you go to them half the time. What that does, that just says, oh, you poor thing. Oh, dear. All that does is make that self-pity all come to life. They can't find God. They can't recognize him because all they're looking at is self. Come on, say amen. All they're looking at is their self. Come on, we got to look to him. As soon as that lady got up out of that chair, and I'm not saying she had bad self-pity. I don't know, to be honest. But that's how you bypass any risk of that coming. As soon as she got out of that chair and started to do this, hang on to my hands, she's in faith right now. Come on. She's recognized the power of God. She's beginning to receive right there. That's how it works. God's got no place for self-pity. You know that. That's a bit rough, isn't it? It's true. No temptation. I think I said this last night, but I'm going to take a different angle now. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. No, there's nothing in your world that you're going through that other people aren't going through. That gets rid of self-pity right there. You're not the one who's doing it tough. There's lots of people doing it tough. I said to a man who's grieving over his past, over his late wife, been grieving for too long, I told him about self-pity. We went along this line. And I said, do you realize? I said 50% of all married couples will bury their partner. Come on. That's the truth. I said, what you're going through? Thousands and millions of people all over the earth going through the same thing. You just can't stay there. 1 Peter 5:8. Be self-controlled and alert. Come on, this is where the devil wants to attack people. Listen up. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Here it is, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of trials. It's not just you who's copping this. It's people everywhere. Man, as soon as you realize that, you think, well, it's not so bad after all, praise God. Man, if they can go through this, so can I. Then I turned to this man's sibling, one of his children, adult children. And I said, you know, 100% of children, for the most part, will bury their parents. Come on, this just happens. And as Christians, we got to be better at this than the rest of the world. We must be better at this. Or there's no manifestation of the goodness of God in our life, is there? Come on, we've got to have the faith to rise up. We've got to have the love of the Lord in our hearts. We've got to have the assurance because, man, we know that our beloved is with the Lord as well. We've got all that comfort. We've got all that promise. We've got all that assurance in our life, plus our own assurance. Plus we know why we're on the planet. We're not just wandering around bumping into this and being flattened by that and run over by something else. That's not anybody here, is it? You put up your hand, sir. No. You're just agreeing with me. I know. Good. Bless you, man. All the more. I only got run over on the platform the other day when this woman was testing herself. I had to get out of her way. She'd have knocked me over. Praise God. Amen. We're going to pray for the sick in this meeting today. I've got an awesome sermon, but I don't think you're going to hear it because I want to get to praying for the sick. Amen. Paul said, I didn't come with eloquent words and wisdom, but I come to you with a demonstration of the power of God. Amen. We might preach as we go here today. Give me a wave if you're looking for healing in your bodies. Come on, put your hand up. How many is there? It's normally three quarters of the church. Don't go pointing to other people. They put their own hand up. Praise God. He's doing all right. Amen. All right, I'm going to start off. First of all, I just want people out here who've got pain in your body right now. We might free up this front row here if that's all right. And if you've got pain in your body, just come out of your seat. Come right now and sit across the front here. Just come out strong. You know, boldness receives from God. We talked about recognizing and receiving. You know, boldness. Everybody's watching these people. I'll just wait for them to get you all your attention back. Praise God. You know, boldness receives. You know, the woman with the issue of blood? Bible says she'd suffered many things from many physicians. All right, we're all good. Just grab a seat, put it on the end. Otherwise, everyone's going to be watching all these guys all day long. Amen. Like when there's a car crash. There's usually a second car crash after the first car crash because everybody's watching the car crash instead of where they're going. That happened to me about 4 months ago, actually, in my work truck. I looked back from watching the car crash and here's this Mercedes this far in front of my truck and I'm still doing 40 k's an hour. Anyway, so I hit the brakes and bumped into them. Hardly put a scratch on it, but anyway, cost me $1,000 for excess. You know what it's like. Because I was watching the crash, amen. Don't be watching the crash. Turn your attention onto the Lord. Don't be distracted so easily, amen. Praise God. There you go, we've got to check these people out again just to be sure. They're all still there. They're going to be fine. Praise God. Boldness receives. The woman with the issue of blood, she'd suffered many things from many physicians, spent all she had, was no better but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, the Bible says she came up behind him in the press. She pressed through the crowd. Man, her doctor would have told her, stay at home, you're too sick, you've been bleeding out for years and years and years, you're so anemic, you're so weak, you're susceptible, you know, you should wear a mask, whatever. You got to stay at home. And the Pharisees said, you can't come out in your condition. You're unclean, ceremonially unclean. You go touching other people and then they're unclean and they're not allowed into the synagogue. And if you go doing that without you know, waving a sign and going across the other side of the street and yelling out unclean, man, you could be stoned to death for that. You're breaking the rules of the land. And she ignored all of that. Why? Because she was desperate and she was bold. She was bold. She, you know, some people come out for prayer. Oh, you know, pray for them. You don't want to be healed. When it's your turn, it's your turn. You come out. You come out in full strength. Like that woman with the issue of blood. She was on her hands and knees pressing through the crowd. And she just grabbed hold of Jesus, walked along. Feels this thing just pull him up. Felt like a horse, you know, pulling on the reins. Pulled him up. But he felt power going out of him. People were brushing against him all day long in that crowd like this. No power going out of him at all. Why? Because there's no faith. Jesus looked at her after power come out of him and he said, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Boldness receives from God. When you get prayed for, I'm going to get you to go test. And I want you to test with boldness. You know, I say to people, just walk over there. And some people go like this. Man, I got no... They're going to ruin my faith if I just watch them. We'll all have to go home like this. Don't do that. When you walk, go like this. Man, I'm getting healed. Praise God. I'm like that woman with issue of blood. I'm pressing through. I've come this far. I'm grabbing hold of this miracle here today. Amen. Come on, that's how you've got to be like that. That pulls it from God. That receives from him. What about the men? Four men went to pick up their friend who was paralyzed. Might have been paralyzed his whole life. Who knows? They grab him on the mat and they're walking off down the road. Probably about, you know, as long as it takes to get from Sydney to Maruya. Probably 4 hours in the sun. Maybe it rained. Maybe some people go, oh, no, it's raining. No, we're not going to go out today. looked in their app, get their phone out. Oh, no, no, let's call it off. No! Come on, they would never get healed. The devil's going to make it look like it's going to rain every day for you. If he knows that it's just going to take a little bit of a change in the weather to keep you away, man, he'll send that past you all the time. And you'll be stuck in the basement, praise God. Be like, no, don't go there. Praise God. You might as well sit at home. No, you got to be hungry. You got to be bold. They got to the house where Jesus was after carrying in the sun and the rain. They might have lived in Melbourne, you know, where it rains and hail and snow and sun and just everything in the one day. And they finally get to the place where Jesus is and it's full up. There's no more room. Can't get to the door. There's people everywhere outside. There's four or five people in front of them on stretchers as well before they be waiting their turn. You don't have to wait your turn. Come on, they didn't wait their turn. That's boldness.
Yes.
You want to go to the airport with my wife. You know how they got those things where you got to walk in between? Man, she just walks straight up to the front, lifts up the thing, walks underneath and stands there. Oh, mate, I'm like, flip. Am I with her or what? You got to be bold. Come on, is anybody hearing me here today? You got to be bold. Hallelujah. Praise God. This lady in the pink, you look bold, you come. Come on. Now have I got a microphone person here? And Graham, can you take this away, please? Hallelujah. Hello?
Hi.
What would you like prayer for? Just turn around like this. That's it?
No.
Is this going? No, that's not going. Come on, Royce.
Yeah, for my bones.
What's that? Your bones?
Bones in my butt.
What's wrong with your bones?
They're not well at present.
Can we bring the keys down just a tad? They're
not well at present.
They're not well?
That's what the doctor said, but I'm not believing that.
No, I wouldn't either. So what are your symptoms?
Just pain throughout my body.
Pain throughout your body?
Yeah,
all right. Everywhere?
It was, but it's a lot better now.
It's a lot better now? What, since you've been in this meeting worshipping this morning?
The last few months I've been thanking the Lord every day.
Right, so you've been pressing through.
Yes.
See how it works. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Come on. I'd like to put a chair behind this lady. She's too proper to go down on the ground. Put your hand up here like this and the other one the same. Father, right now. I said right now. Come on, let's reach out to her. That's the anointing coming all over her. Father, right now. There's a chair there. You can sit down anytime you like. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, come on, I break this, don't you pray now, this infirmity comes off her life, you release her now, set her free, 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 come on, free, free, I said free her now, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I release, release. I break every condemnation out of her, off her ears now. Come on, words of the enemy. Every betrayal, even from those closest to her. Come on, even from family. Come on, people who've turned against her. Come on, where she's been blocked. It's almost like she's been, what do? They cancel you, you know? Father, right now, I break that off her life. I set her free. Every idle word that people have said against her, the words of the doctors even, I break them out of her ears now. Holy Spirit, I release. Release. Here it comes. Just relax. Release. There it is. Your healing power. See that? Father, right through. Never, ever, breathe it out. Never, ever, ever, ever the same. Hallelujah. Come with me. Let's walk. Away you go. Do you need? You can walk by yourself. Walk fast. Come on. Praise God. There's faith right there. Take that chair away. Yep. Father, right now. Hallelujah. Keep going. Just walk. Praise God. Amen. Just turn around a bit. I'll have this now. Now, what's happening?
I feel a lot better.
You feel a lot better?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, even some pains I had too, that's gone.
Pain's gone?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
What do you feel happening as you're prayed for?
Just things being lifted off.
Things being lifted off. Just go for another walk over there. Come on. Get into a trot for me. Praise God. Come on, get into a bit of a trot now. That's it. The phone's ringing and you're running to get it before it rings out. Come on. You know what it's like. Praise God. Let it ring. Let it ring. Come back. Thank you, Jesus. Just stand right there. What's happening now?
Getting a bit puffed.
Where does it hurt? Where's the pain?
I think it's all gone.
You can't find it, can you? Come on, go again. See if you can find the pain. Come on, give God some glory. That's the power of the name of Jesus. Come on, here it is. Look at that. Come on, this is the power of the name of Jesus. That's what faith does. People say, you're a faith healer. No, I'm not a faith healer. I don't believe in faith. My faith is not in faith. My faith is in God. Come on, the Bible says, have faith in God, Jesus said. Have faith in God for assuredly. Come on, it's a sure thing. For assuredly, I say unto you, whoever says, are you whoever here today? It says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he has will be done for him, he'll have whatever. I tell you, if you're a whoever, you can have whatever in this meeting today. Can you give God some glory in the house? Oh, come on. Come back. Look at you. You're as sprightly as you can get. You're puffed. Praise God. We need to have a little bar up the front here, maybe. Give him a bit of a drink. What's happening?
Oh, just a bit puffed. Because I haven't walked much.
But you feel good.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on, you're as free as a bird. Look at you. Come on, give this lady a big hand. You can go back to your seat. Have a bit of a rest now. Amen. She's had a workout for today, hasn't she? Praise God. This man in the flannelette shirt. Come. Hello.
Hello.
What would you like prayer for?
Oh, all I've got is just a couple of cracked ribs, really.
A couple of cracked ribs.
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty painful.
They can be. They are a little.
How did that happen?
Oh, I come a gutser on a push bike.
Come a gutser on
a
push bike?
Yeah, yeah. Dog did it to me.
Dog?
Man's best friend ran out.
Dog
and,
come out?
Yeah, shot out and knocked me off my bike.
Next
I come down heavily.
On the ground.
Yeah.
Well, that's no good.
But there's worse. It could be a lot worse. So I'm pretty thankful for
you could be
for
the thing. Too.
Oh, yeah. I suppose I could be. Yeah.
You
I'm
will
talking to you now. So, okay.
Praise God. Come on. Do you go to this church normally?
No, I'm a visitor.
You're a visitor. Where are you from?
A Wagga Wagga.
Wagga Wagga. Come on, amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Wagga Wagga next weekend.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, well, I'm not being.
Well, you better come and. Yeah, yeah. My wife will give you the details at the end.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
There you go. All right.
Praise God. There you are. There you are. You're just getting in ahead of. You're getting in ahead of the game here. Come on, this guy's ahead of himself here. Just relax. He loves you. Come on, he loves you. Father, right now, there's the anointing. Just relax. Father, right now, that's the power of God coming over you. Actually, I don't want him to fall down, not with these broken ribs. Come on. Faith and wisdom, amen. Faith believes, but it's not stupid, amen. At times I've seen it be stupid, but we try not. Come on. Father, right now, there's common sense that you've got to mix with faith. Father, now, can someone say amen?
Amen?
Father, right now, he loves you, sir. Come on, hardship's coming off your life. I'm breaking financial hardship off your life. I'm breaking just a run of a run of, like a, they would, the world would call it a run of bad luck. Come on, I'm breaking it off your life. Come on, one thing after the other, it weighs a man down, gets you discouraged. Spirit of discouragement comes out of his soul now. Set him free. Father, right now, don't pray. Just relax. Don't you pray. That makes a big difference. Amen. I had a lady who wouldn't stop praying one time. I said, her woman, if your prayers are going to work, you'd have got healed years ago. Nothing wrong with her prayers, but when you go to someone else for prayer, you stop praying, let them pray for you. That's just how it is. Some people just don't never been told that. Father, right now, there it is, relax. Touch of God's coming all through this man. In the name of Jesus. Come on, this hardship, discouragement, out of his soul. Now. Even condemnation. Come on, it's coming out of your ears. Oh, come on, you're free. God's forgiven you, my friend. I want to announce the forgiveness of God over your life. I said, I'm announcing the forgiveness of God. He forgives all your sins, not some of them. It says he forgives all your sins and he heals all your diseases, redeems your life from the pit. Come on, that's where we'd all be. Crowns you with love and compassion, satisfies your desires with good things. Amen. Can't forget this bit. So your youth is renewed, amen, like the eagle. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I drive this infirmity out of his chest right now. Come on, this spirit of pain out of his chest. There it goes, off your life. It just left you. Walk over there. Go fast in Jesus' name. Come on, give God some glory. Come back. Now stand right there. Now how does your chest feel?
Remarkable. Yep. Not as much pain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do something that would have just breathe in deep or hold your breath or whatever normally would aggravate it.
Oh, you certainly feel the pain when you breathe in, but there is a substantial difference.
Wow.
Yep.
Praise God. Come on.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. And I know better. I know he can heal.
Heal. Praise God. I'm telling you. That remain a bit of discomfort. That's just natural that's recovery.
Yes.
The Bible says you lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's taken the edge right off that now. Within a couple of days, you're going to be free and you know, it's going to come quicker than you could imagine.
It's this.
Come on, is that the word of the Lord?
This is the word of the Lord. There's definitely something going on.
Praise God. Yes. You had a manifestation.
I did, I believe.
Thank you. Only through your work and thank you.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. God bless you. Man from Wagga Wagga. How about that?
See you next week.
See you next week. Praise God. Amen. This lady, come. Hello. Just come and stand here and face towards the people. That's right. Now, what do you need prayer for?
I need it for my ankle.
For you got a sore ankle?
I got attacked by a dog.
You got attacked by a dog? Man, I got attacked by a dog last night around there at Pastor Julie's house. It's a ferocious thing. Chased me all around the house. I had its ball and it was not going to give up.
It didn't mean to attack. But
come right into the bedroom, even jumped on the bed to try and get me.
He must have liked you.
No, I'm only joking. It wasn't quite as bad. It wasn't as bad as yours.
Oh, it's
is that why you've got this walking stick? Because of your sore ankle?
No, well, it hasn't completely healed.
Mm.
And also, I've got a swollen leg.
Swollen leg?
Yes, because...
What's caused that?
I need a knee replacement.
You need a knee replacement.
So it's made God's me a bit unbalanced.
God's got a spare parts division.
Good.
Up in heaven. And he supplies things.
Yes.
Okay? So if you could get one from him, that would be better than the one that the doctors would give you, isn't it?
Yes.
Can we believe for that?
Yes.
Is that what you're believing for today?
Yes, I do.
You're believing for freedom in that knee
and
relief from that dog bite on your foot, your ankle.
Yes, for that leg.
Yeah.
Yes.
Praise God. Now, which knee is it?
the same knee as the ankle.
So both on the right side. Yes. All right. Yes. Let's put a chair behind this lady. I'm going to get her to sit down while I pray for her. Thank you. Praise God. Now you just relax, okay? Come on, God loves this lady. Is this your church? You go to the other church?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all right. You live in Bateman's Bay. Yes. All right. Well, that's fine. Thank you, Jesus. Father, right now. Right now. They should have one of these meetings in South Church. That'd be good, wouldn't it? You could tell them. Father, right now. 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 Bible says you'll lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. Father, now, you've had grief in your life, dear lady. It's on your face. Put the other hand up there. Can you do that for me? I'm breaking this grief. Come on, let's reach out to this dear lady. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I break this heavy grief, this loss that's beset her, comes out of her soul. I prayed for a lady last night who came to see me straight after the meeting. She's probably here today. She lost her son not so long ago. And she said that you prayed that grief off me. She said it just left. I felt it go. She said it just lifted off me.
Yes.
You would know her.
Yes.
She's an older lady. Slightly bigger, but not big. But yeah, I'm just trying to describe. You've got to be careful what you say nowadays. Her husband's here. I better be very careful what I say. But yeah, God bless her. Father, right now. Now. In the name of Jesus. There it is. Come on, this grief is coming out of your soul right now. Set her free. 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 In the name of Jesus. I command pain. In the name of Jesus. This, it's a spirit of infirmity. Your knee's going to be fine, dear woman. Nothing wrong with your knee. There it goes. Spirit of infirmity, get off. Set her free now. See, when you pray, you've got to be bold. And when you receive, you've got to be bold. Because that's wholeheartedness. Boldness says, I don't care what anyone says. Don't care what others think. That's how you receive from God. When you get to the place where you just don't care anymore, amen, where you cast all that aside, where you press into Him, forget about pleasing people, amen. It's overrated. And you never ever, you can never do it anyway. There's always somebody who's going to have a gripe. Is that not true? Man, if you satisfy this one, then they're not happy. I know pastors, they look after them and then these others start playing up and you try and help them and then someone else has a go at you. Man, it just never ends. You only got to please one person and that's Jesus. Father, right now, here it comes. In the name, there it is, in the name of Jesus. Father, I drive pain out of this knee. Set her free now. Holy Spirit, He loves you. He loves you, I'm telling you. I release right now. Your healing power goes right through. Setting, there it is, setting this knee free and this ankle. I'm going to be careful with this ankle. Father, right now, this dog bite, come on, I break even a fear. Come on, from this dog attacking. That's a horrible experience. I break that, the shock of that and the fear off her life. There it is. And the infirmity comes out of her ankle right now. Pain and soreness, irritation, release now. Set her free. It says, Jesus said, you got to speak to it. Come on. Speak to it now. Off. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I release, release. There it is. That's the power of God you can feel. Your healing power right through. Never the same. Come on, let's get you up right now. Praise God. Oh, that's all right. Just need to have a run up. Amen. Can you leave that walking stick with Graham? He'll just look after that for a minute. Let's go for a walk. Walk as fast as you're able. As fast as you want to. Let's turn around now. We'll go back. You ready? Here we go. Let's take big steps. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Oh, shiminini. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come back now. Praise God. Now just turn around a bit so we're both facing out here. Now, what's happening?
Well, it feels better.
It feels better. Come on, it feels better.
I could sort of feel something going down my leg.
You'd feel something going down your leg?
And to my foot.
And into your foot?
Yes.
Wow. See, there's that manifestation. I'm telling you, if you start to reach out, you'll feel that yourself.
Yes.
Right there in your seat. The power of God's in here to set people free.
Yes.
Who can feel a manifestation right now? Give me a wave. Give me a wave. Wow, look at all these people. Look at all these people. A lot of you guys need healing in a particular area of your bodies. I want you to get up and go walking up and down the aisles. Come on, get out of your seat. Come on, go bold. If you don't do this, you're not going to get it. And just begin to test yourself out. Come on, test yourself out. Test yourself out. If you don't walk into this part, you won't get it. And the way you walk into this part will be how whether or not you get it as well. Come on, look at them all. All these people that have got manifestations in their bodies right now. Come on, walk fast. Don't just wander around like Brown's cows. And as soon as you recognize what's happened, come out the front here. I want you to testify. Come on out here. As soon as you recognize the work in the relief that's in your body, some of you are going to recognize. Just come on out. What's happened, sir?
I came here today praying for communication and to be able to listen.
Right.
And I feel that I've been quiet all morning. I've had a really nice morning. It's a beautiful time to share with everyone. And I feel a lot calmer and a lot more communication.
So you've normally had like a troubled mind, is that how I would say, or just...
First word.
Mm. What does that
mean? I always come forth with the first word. I'll be listening to my children speak and I'll tell them how I think their day at school's been and whatnot.
You just jump in.
Yes.
But you feel like there's a calmness now that's come over you where you've got that restraint going on now.
Yes.
Is that right? Have I said that right?
Yes, you have.
Praise God. Amen. God bless you, sir. Grab your seat. Come. What's happened to you?
Well, I have had the meniscus has been healed in my knee another time, but there's still a little bit of arthritis, and that's it. Feels like it's gone.
So. Feels like, come on, go for a run. Go for a run down there. Where you go. Come on. That's a dignified run, but I'll pay that. Come back now. You can stay dignified. You know, don't you know how women run dignified? There it is. They just pretend. But that's all. How does it feel?
Yeah, it looks, feels really
come
good.
Come on, it feels really good. Healed in a seat. I said you're going to be healed. Come and stand over here, guys. Ladies, come over here, line up. What's happened to you?
Oh, I had a pain across my shoulders and I was kind of waiting to go over in that line, but I had a job to do, but never mind. But it's gone.
It's gone. Come on,
yeah.
I tell you,
so
it's gone.
So praise God, it has gone. It's been uncomfortable. Yeah.
While you're in your seat?
Yeah.
Praise God, yeah. Come on.
It was when I got up, I could feel things going on. It was when I got up and started to move.
When you got up?
Yeah. Yeah.
And did you see what I just saw, this lady just said then?
Yeah.
Come on, there's always something you've got to do between you and your miracle.
So thank
you,
Father.
As she got up, Bible says, as they went, they were healed.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
Give God some glory. Come, you go back to your seat.
I came here and brought my friend Amanda today, believing for a complete healing in her leg today. And I know God's healed her.
Right.
So it's amazing. Praise God.
So what's happened to you?
Well, I have rheumatism in my knuckles.
Yes.
And when we were praising God and we were singing, I'm so hot, I'm boiling. But I know it's the Spirit of God. I can feel tremendous heat in my body. And my knuckles are just wonderful. The pain's gone.
So you got healed in the worship.
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
In the worship. Praise God. Glory.
I don't have pain, but I do have what's invisible, and that's thyroid problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it's been healed.
And so you felt something?
Yes.
What'd you feel?
I just felt heat in my throat.
Heat in your throat.
Yes.
Come on, I'm telling
you.
That's for you.
Yes.
That's a sign that's there for you because the evidence of that particular healing is it's a bit like someone with high blood pressure. You're not going to know until you go home and test,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And so that's there for you to lay hold of.
Uh-huh.
for you to stand on, for you to receive.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, praise God. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
This one also comes from last night. Carried over while I was sitting in the seat. I have the severe cases of refluxes that even when I burp, it hurts that much. Well, it was working last night, and it is still working
and
today.
And it's continued this morning.
And God asked me to repent, and the word come up, trust.
Praise God. So what did you feel this morning? What's been the experience? What's the manifestation
the
that
you've
noticed?
The manifestation of me right now probably is now I'm walking towards him.
Praise God. So you've
I was a backslide Christian.
So you've given your life to Jesus last
night.
Back
again, yes.
Come on, praise God. God bless you. Well, you're not backslidden anymore. You're right out the front now. Come on, give God some glory. Have you been water baptized as an adult, full immersion?
They did it here.
They did it here. Yeah. Well, if you got done here, you got done properly.
True.
Amen.
I come from a Catholic background,
yeah,
so
that's
it
all right.
Was really hard.
We all started somewhere. We all started off somewhere.
I know.
Yeah, come on, give this lady a big hand. God bless you. Amen. Now, where are we up to? Just go for another walk over there. Come on. Back you go. You right?
Yeah, I'm just a bit unbalanced.
You're a bit wobbly because you've been standing for too long. Now, you've got to tell me exactly what's happening in a minute, okay? I'm not going to put words in your mouth. What's happening?
Well, my knee feels different.
It feels different.
It feels sort of like, because it had turned in the other way.
Yes.
And it feels like it's sort of shifted a bit.
It's,
and
wow.
And because of that, it's making me, I don't feel, I'm not used to it.
You've got to get used to it.
I've got to get used to it.
Praise God. Yes. What about the pain and that leg and then all that?
No, this, it doesn't feel any pain now.
It doesn't feel any pain now. Yet it was hurting when you stood up here before.
Yes, it was.
But so what happened?
Well, I felt my leg getting warm going all the way down.
You felt warmth?
And the top of my foot sort of tingled.
Top of your foot was tingly. Come on, that's what it's like. That's a manifestation of the Holy Ghost.
Yes. But praise because God. The knee feels different now, I'm not used to it.
Praise God. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, you've got it. You've got what you came for, dear woman. Now you're just going to walk into it. Praise God. You can grab your seat now. Do you need your stick to get back there? Or you'll be right, I think. You right? Hang on. Yeah, confidence is something that you gain over time. That's fine. I've got no problem with that. Come on, can we give God some glory here today?
Someone on Zoom.
If you're on Zoom, if they're on Zoom... I'm going to power God moves over Zoom. That's the trouble. Amen. So people just keep Zooming all the time instead of turning up to the meeting. Amen. You don't. But God bless you if you're tuned in on Zoom. We love you. We'd love you to be here in person because what you're experiencing on Zoom is just the tip of the iceberg compared to what it's like when you're in the room. Amen. Paul, I'm just going to have a bit of a preach on this. Paul said this. In Romans, I think it was chapter 4, somewhere in there, he says, and now Paul's running a Zoom meeting right now because he's sending out these epistles, they call them, letters to the church. He's in prison somewhere and he's sending out, it's like he's doing like a what we would call Zoom, but that was Zoom back in those days. And he said, but his Zoom meetings were so powerful, He didn't just send them a letter. He sent them the canonized word of God. Oh, come on. He's writing to them personally the word of God that stands for all time that we've received right now down through the ages. So he's like how much more powerful than that can you get? And yet he says in that letter, he says, I long to be with you so that I may impart to you a spiritual blessing that will make you strong. I'm telling you, you can meet Jesus, you can receive your miracle on Zoom, but you won't get strong unless you get in the room. Amen. Being on Zoom is great when you're on holidays, when you're, you know, when circumstances permit you from being in the room. But if you want to grow, if you want to be strong in the Lord, you've got to be in the room. There's just no other way to put it. But praise God, you're on Zoom. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to come on, let's reach out now. Turn around in your seat. Let's reach out to these people on Zoom here right now. Father, every infirmity now, in the name of Jesus, I break off their lives. Every spirit of pain, all kinds of cancers and tumors and growths right now, every type of joint pain now, every type of mental pain now, every type of infirmity of the mind now, I set them free in the name of Jesus. Now stay there on Zoom, because the power of God's about to, there it is, it just went out. I just felt it, it just went out. It didn't go as a stream, it just went like a sudden hit. There it is. You're going to feel stuff. Now, it's the same for you. You've got to recognize and receive the touch of God now on your life. Father, right now, over every person on Zoom, there it is, the anointing, setting them free. Now, you get down to this church next week or as soon as you can and you see the pastor and testify. Come on, can we give God some glory here today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. I just want to share something quickly from the Word. Where's my iPad? Is that still there? Yes, it is. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who himself, this was what I was going to preach on today, but I'm not going to get to, but I can do this much. Who himself bore our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live. You see, if you want to live, you got to die. You know, some people believe in self-improvement and self-worth and self-help. That's not the message of the gospel. The gospel is die to self. There's nothing in self that's ever going to help. And the more you try and build self, the more you're just prolonging the inevitable. No, you've got to die to self. Paul said, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. How do you die to self? You just quit focusing on self and you start to follow after him. And he'll make you a brand new person. That's when you become born again. Become who himself bore our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live. You see, God puts his resurrection power on the inside of us. And that's when life starts to happen. That's the life that this lady who was just here before, who said, was backslidden, but then I've turned around. She's just walked into resurrection life. Come on, give God some glory. That we having died. And see, God can't resurrect something that hasn't died. You can't resurrect it until it dies. Some people get half dead. You ever met a half dead Christian? Yeah. Bit smelly. Bit whiny. Half dead. Can't get resurrected when you're half dead. You've got to fully die. Like, I mean, you've got to just lay it right down fully. Then the resurrection power comes. That's when you get born again. Died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. See, Jesus bought healing on the cross. At the same time as he bought forgiveness on the cross, as he died on the cross in our place so we could live. But to enter into that, we've got to lay it down for him. We've got to die. We've got to just give up our agenda and take on his leadership, his authority. Take on his word. I believe in Jesus, but I don't go with what the Bible says on certain things. Well, the Bible is the word. You see, there might be some people here today and you've got, I love Jesus, I love what he stood for, but I'm against some of that teaching out of the Bible. Well, you're only half dead. That's worse than being fully alive. Jesus said, I wish you either hot or cold. They're just kind of lukewarm. They sort of believe in some things and not in others. They pick and choose whatever suits them. Now, if you've surrendered to Jesus, listen to this. If you've surrendered to Jesus, you've surrendered to his word. Because the two are the same. Bible says, Psalm 138, verse 2, God has magnified his word even above all his names. Guess who the word is? He's magnified the word above himself. It was that word where it says in Philippians 2, verse 5, where it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also exalted him, has highly exalted him and given him a name. Here it is. It's that name. Here it comes. It's that name that's above every other name. It's above cancer. It's above sickness. It's above arthritis. It's above every type of ailment. It's above osteoarthritis. It's above every tumor and every growth. It's above broken bones. It's above every doctor's announcement upon your life. It's above every bit of bad news you might ever receive. It's the name of Jesus. It's above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee would bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth. And if any of those, we're on the earth here right now, every knee's going to bow, my Bible says. If any of them try and come back up from under the earth, man, we're going to step on them as well. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Can somebody say amen in here? Amen. Right now, if you're like that lady was who just come out the back here, if you're humble enough to say, well, look, I'm a bit backslidden right now, well, in a moment, I want you just to come out of your seat and I'm going to lead you in a prayer. If you're here today and you've never become born again, you just never had that new life experience. Well, it's because that old life's got to die. If that's you, I want you to come out of here as well. Doesn't matter if you've been to church all your life. Doesn't matter if this is the very first time. That has no difference. That makes no difference. Church doesn't save you. Religion doesn't save you. Hanging out with Christians doesn't save you. What saves you is when you die to sin and receive Christ and get born again. So if that's you, I want you to come out here in just a minute. Or if you're not sure if you're going to be in heaven when your time's up. You might have lost someone close to you, but you're not sure about you. We can have full assurance in this meeting here today. All it takes is for you to humble yourself and come on out and say, Jesus, I want to die to me. I want to receive you. I want to become born again. If that's you, if you're one of those three, you backslid, you want to come back to Christ, you're not born again, or you need to make sure, just come out of your seat right now. Come on, everybody stand. If that's you, let's everybody stand. If that's you, just come out of your seat and stand at the front here. Come on, give them a clap as they come. Come on. If you're coming, come strong. Don't think about it. Just come out of your seat right now. Come and stand here. Come and stand here. Come and stand and face towards me. Face towards me. That's it. Come on, who else is there? There's others. Here they come. Come on, come out of your seat and receive Christ today. Die to yourself and receive Jesus today. Come on, who else is there? Just come. Just come now. Come on. Come and stand in the front, dear lady. I want everybody in the front of this row. Are you here too, sir? Come and stand out the front here. Come on, there's others. I'm going to close this altar call in a minute and it'll be closed. And I promise you, I will not pray for you if you're not out here. Because there's a curtain in heaven that's going to shut on every life. And it'll be too late after that. And that's how altar calls need to be. It's like fair dinkum call. So I've got like 5 more seconds. And if you're in the valley of decision, just make up your mind and do it now. Just come on out. 5. 4, 3, 2. Are you coming again? God bless you. You're welcome. You're welcome all the time, anytime. Come on, give this lady a big hand. Hallelujah. That's it. The altar call's closed. Praise God. Amen. Well, I'm going to lead you guys in a prayer that receives the Lord Jesus. It says, as to as many as received him, to those who believed on his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. That's what happens when you become born again. You become a child of God. You already believe. That's why you're out here. Praise God. You've ticked that box. Jesus said, if you're not ashamed of me before men, I'll not be ashamed of you before my Father. That's why you come out the front, in front of everybody, while everybody can see. Because you're just making a statement. You're making this statement to every demon. The devil can see you came out here that day. You know you came out here that day. When doubts and condemnation wants to come at you, you say, no, 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 no. I came out there that day. I did everything that the man of God said I needed to do, that the word of God said I needed to do, and I'm saved, devil. You back off. Amen? That's why coming out is so important. I'm going to lead you in a prayer where you confess. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So this prayer is going to include a confession. And it's also going to include repentance. Because as I preached before, you've got to repent when you come to God. When in Acts 2 verse 38, when the crowd was all convicted, when Peter had preached a strong word, they said, what must we do to be saved? And Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So you've got to repent. So in this prayer, I'm going to leave a gap, and you're going to say the prayer out loud, but when we get to the gap, under your breath, you're going to just say between you and God. No one else will hear it. You've got to say between you and God the things that you're going to repent of. Now, the way to do that is you have a short list and you do it rather than having a big list and do some and not others. You with me? Choose the things that you know you're going to follow through on. And God will work with you on the other things. But you've got to start with the things that you can follow through on right now. God bless you. Yeah, I'm well done. Yeah, that's great. I'm into that. Here we go. You ready to pray this prayer? Congregation, I want you to join in with us. But you guys out the front, I want you to say this out loud with all your heart. Here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, right now, I open the door of my heart to you. I invite you in. I want you to be my King and my Lord and my Savior and my friend. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross and for shedding your blood to forgive my sin and for rising from the grave so that I can be born again. Make me born again today. Please forgive all my sin. Right now I repent. I want you to say, tell him what you're repenting of. And Jesus, right now. Come on, and say it again. And Jesus, right now. I'm going to follow you for the rest of my life. With all my heart, I want to be in a local church. I want to be committed to you. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer and giving me your gift of eternal life. Amen. Can we give God a great clap offering here today? Stay where you are. Father, right now, there it is, the touch of God. I release, release, release. There it is. That's the anointing coming all over this woman. Power of God coming all over her. Touching her. Touching her. That's the goodness of God on you, dear woman. You're born again. I'm telling you, your life from today is never, ever going to be the same. Yes. I don't know you whether you're visiting or whether you can come to this church. This would be a great church for you to come to. I don't know how far away you're going to live, how that works. But I'm telling you, if you could come here, you'd grow here, you'd be looked after, you'd be fed the word of God. Hallelujah. There it is, Father, right there, touch of God through this dear woman. She's just recommitted her life. Same here, touch of God. Come on, put your hands up high on your chest for me. Higher up, up there, that's it. Come on, I'm breaking condemnation off your life. You've just repented now. Your sins are forgiven. You've just got to receive that by faith. Come on, the blood of Jesus was way strong enough to cleanse you. If you're going to believe now, now's the time. You can believe that that blood that was shed for you was more than enough. You ready? On the count of three, you're going to believe. One, two, three. Release her now. I break condemnation and guilt. I break defilement out of her soul now. Set her free, 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 free. Off her life now. Now, now. Come on, you're free. You're free. You're free. They're not all going to fall down. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, where's the cloth? Yep. Father, right now, touch of God over this man. Power of heaven's on his life. Right through. There it is. He's born again. Born again by the Spirit of the living God. Touch of God. You're born again. You see, you've made a mark in the sand. It's not a mark in the sand. It's like it's written in blood on the check that was presented to heaven on your behalf. There it is, a touch of God. Forgiven. Born again. I said born again by the Spirit of the living God right now. Born again by the power of God. Set free in the name of Jesus. Born again, touch of God. He loves you, sir. Come on, just because some people may not be, you know, nice to you, I'm telling you, don't let that affect you. I'm telling you, the love of God is shed abroad in your heart today by the Holy Ghost. He loves you, my friend. You just got to receive that. It'll change your life. Father, right now, touch of God on this elderly gentleman. Come on, what a good man.
Yes.
I can see goodness all over you, sir. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord. Here it comes forever. Now, you still got some tread left on the tires. Amen. It's not going to happen tomorrow. Praise God. This man still got tread left on his tires, hasn't he? Amen. He knows what that means. Praise God. You got to talk to Australians like Australians. Amen. Oh, there's the power of God. Hallelujah. Touch of God. There it is on this dear woman. Power of heaven. That's the anointing. He loves you. Come on, there's the love of God shed abroad in her. People, right now, people who've got depression, you need to get out here. God's healing depression. God's going to heal depression. If you've got depression, come out the front quick. Don't think about it or it won't work. Just get out here. Stand up there on the altar. I'll get to you in a minute. Come on, depression, right out the front. Father, right now, touch of God. Come on, out up there, girls, up there, near the front. Face towards Paula. Father, right now, now, just begin to receive your depression. It's going to lift. Just begin to receive. Touch of God. This man's born again by the Spirit of God. Born again by the Spirit of God. Now, if you've just come out the front here to receive the Lord, Pastor Julie is going to want to see you, unless you're a member here and she knows you. If you're a visitor, Pastor Julie, I'll leave that to you guys. Now, just before you go, I want to ask one more quick question. Out of every one of you who've received the Lord in this second row, have you all been water baptized as adults, fully immersed? Yes? No? No? That's fine if you haven't. That's cool. We're not. You have? Put up your hand if you haven't. The ones who haven't. So there's two there. Is there any others? Haven't been? Okay. Well, you need to get water baptized, okay? Fully immersed. Now, we can sort you out. You can sort that out in your home church at Wagga. Yep. This is your church here. Okay, you see the pastor, and they'll run a baptism day just for you. Amen. Within a couple of weeks. Amen. Once you decide, and you get it done, just like that. All right? Is there anybody else? Is there anybody in this room here today, you love the Lord, you're a believer, and you haven't been water baptized? You got to be water baptized. It says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Give me a wave. You can't point them out. They got a wave. Yes, there's another one. Praise God. That you okay, so there's one, two of you can be water baptized. Pastor Julie, did you see the person who waved back there? Lady in the brown jumper? Okay, or in the brown frock. Amen. And this lady here. Is there anyone else? Come on. We're running water baptisms here in a couple of weeks' time. This man here needs to be water baptized. Praise God. There's three. Is there anybody else? Come on. I'm telling you, when you get water baptized, it's a death. I wish I could spend another hour right now teach you about baptism. It'll blow your mind. But what we've got is over on my desk, over on the desk at the back, we've got two free teachings that we want to give you for free. And to get them, all you need to do is just fill in a sheet to sign up so we can send them to you. They'll come as a YouTube link. One of them is for everybody who's received healing here today. It's called How to Hold On to Your Healing. I think there's a screen up there that we're going to put up. How to Hold On to Your Healing. You've got to listen to this. It goes for 25 minutes, that teaching on how to hold on to your healing, because you'll just grow in your faith and you will hold on to your healing. The devil wants to snatch the healing away. Just like in the parable of the sower, how he snatched away the seed. So many people let the devil come and snatch away their healing because they don't know any different. It's so you got to get this teaching. So that's up there, and I've also got another teaching, very similar, different message, but it's on a YouTube link. That if you put your name down and write B for baptism, I've got a teaching on water baptism that you guys who want to receive water baptism, I want you to get that teaching so that you'll listen to that, and that'll set you up to be able to receive everything that water baptism offers you when it happens in a couple of weeks' time, all right? And for anyone else, the other lady who put up her hand, it's for free. You just have to give us your so we can send it to you in a text, and you're all sorted. Praise God. Can we give God some glory here today? Amen. So you guys who've just received the Lord, you can all find your seat again now. We're all done there. Amen. Is God good? Now you guys, there's another product that my wife will tell you about, which is cast your cares on him. How to live carefree. That's what worry and stress comes from. Depression comes from, as like an advanced form of stress. You know, you just get depressed because you're worried for everything. Amen. I'm going to pray for each of you real quick. You need to cast your cares onto the Lord. Father, right now, spirit of depression. There's one or two of you who need to forgive. Spirit of depression, I'm breaking it off your life now. Set her free. Free out of her mind. Now. There it is. Now, off. Holy Spirit, I release. That's the power of God. Take it down. Thank you, Jesus. Father, right now. There it is. Come on. You say, dear Jesus, right now, I cast all my cares. Come on, you all say this with me up the front here. I cast all my cares, all my worries, all my concerns, all my fears, right now, over onto you. And I trust you, Jesus, that everything is going to work out just fine. There it is. They've all gone, right now. And Father, I release this. Put your hands up here for me. I release depression off this girl. Come on, touch of God. Well done, you come back. Well done. Come on, this is a good girl. God loves this girl. Come on, she's welcome in this church. So I'd take good care of you here. Father, right now, come on, I break depression and brokenheartedness comes out of her soul. Broken heart, set her free. I'm telling you, there's a teaching that we've got on sale. It's just for a basic donation. You can all afford it, and it'll change your life. It's how to live carefree. It'll change your life because it's got the Word of God on it as well, that you can meditate on. It's got a teaching and a bunch of scriptures there about wholeness in your mind. Scriptures like Isaiah 26 verse 3, the Lord will keep him in perfect peace. How about that?
Yes.
Who needs this? The Lord will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him,
yeah.
For he trusts in him. Come on, you listen to that. You can put it on repeat. Listen to that 10,000 times. It'll change your life. All you have to do is put it in your device, hit play, and it'll do the work for you. The word, he says he sent forth his word and healed them, delivered them from their destructions. Deliverance will come onto your life as you hear the word of God. Amen. Father, right now, come on, put your hands up here high on your chest. Father, now, just don't touch her, sir. In the name of Jesus, come on, I break depression off her life. I set her free. Come on, grief comes out of your soul, dear woman. Set her free now, off her life, now. Now, in the name of Jesus. Come on, you let it go. You cast it onto the Lord. Come on, self-pity. I'm breaking off your soul. Come on, self-pity. Let her go now. I said now. In the name of Jesus. Father, right now, depression. Come on, worry from the past. Come on, the past is the past. It's gone past. Amen? If you drive past, I don't know, one of those sewage works in your car, you can smell it. And you keep going and you can still smell it even though you've gone past, right? That's what the past is like sometimes. But I'm telling you, you've gone way past. You go another kilometer down the road, you can't smell it anymore. If you can, you need to look at the person who's in the other side of the car. Ask them to put their window down, maybe. But I'm telling you, it's. Come on, the past is the past. It gets past. You got to let it go. Father, right now, I release now. Touch of God. Come on, the past comes off this woman. You set her free now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I release. Release. Somebody thought that was funny. Now, come on, depression. Come on, let's reach out to this woman. Pastor, you can grab the microphone. I'm going to hand it over to you here in a minute. Come on, depression, release her now. Set her free. I've said free her now. Off her mind now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, you can't do anything about that, Mr. Catcher. That's just what they do. Come on, can we give God some glory
yes,
right now?
Amen.
Thank Hallelujah. You, Come on, let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him.
The veil before you. You silence the boast of sin.
Come on, let's all worship Him. Let's stand your feet.
The heavens are roaring. The praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again.
Come on, Jesus.
You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. 'Cause you have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. 'Cause yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. And death could not hold you. The devil before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring. The praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. 'Cause you have no rival, You have no equal now and forever, God, you reign. 'Cause yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. Come on. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. 'Cause nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Here we go. Praise God. Praise God. Can we just give him another thank you? People set free from depression. People healed. What an awesome God. What a powerful God we serve. So don't forget, if you need to see me about being water baptized, come and find me. I'll be around. Scotty has got some great product up there, their resources, and she's going to come and tell us quickly just about a couple more. And we would love to have you back next week. Amen. 10 o'clock. And it is. It's going to be amazing. And we have things through the week too. So if you're not in something, you need to join something. Okay, so come and see me if you're not sure what we do, and I'll tell you all about it. All right, Scotty, do you want to just share with us before we finish?
Thank you, Pastor Julie. Please take a seat. Just very quickly, you will have noticed that I video. We video all of our ministry. There's a few reasons for it, but one